has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
Welcome to the Friday morning, August the 2nd. Live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, after all-time highs across the board pretty much, except for the NASDAQ. You know, we got a lot of work to do to get back to 5,300 on the NASDAQ. But we saw new highs on the Dow and on the S&P 500 yesterday. Well, you know what? Let's take a day off today. We all need it here in this business. It's been crazy. It's been a crazy year, but a great year. I'm not complaining. We have the S&P down 4 points right now. The S&P is at 1,702. So we're going to maybe close above 1,700 for the week. Of course, we closed above there yesterday. We're trading above 1,700 now. That's never happened before in the history of the stock market. The Dow is at 15,576. The Dow is down 51 points this morning. Not to worry, though, because these point moves are becoming a less and less percentage move as the Dow goes higher. 51 points today only represents 0.33 from a percentage angle. I can remember when 51 points was like a half a percent, and now it's only 0.33. Funny how math works. NASDAQ down 7 points today, 3,668 on the NASDAQ. The NASDAQ has had a huge week. We'll be counting up all the beans and reporting on them this weekend in the newsletter, which you can get on our mailing list at pwstreet.com. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio. You know, this is going to be a real interesting newsletter that comes out this weekend. It, I'm sure we'll have a lot to say about the new all-time highs being set here in the equities market this past week. New all-time highs when we saw lows of in the 600s on the S&P 4.5 years ago. And we saw the Dow down around, 6,500, somewhere in there. And now here we are 9,000 points higher on the Dow and over 1,000 points higher on the S&P 500. Yet all along the way, there's been those that have said to avoid the market. They've been calling on a collapse. There's a lot of doomsday people out there. They do a lot of heavy advertising. If you're scrolling around on the internet and doing some internet surfing, one of their pop-up ads is sure to come up. You need to read this video. You need to watch this video now. This expert is predicting. You know what? Look, eventually we're going to have heck to pay, I think, in this country with the kind of deficits that we've been running and the kind of money we've been printing. But in the interim, what are you going to do about it? You're going to make money in the areas of the market that present opportunities to you. It's one thing to think a market should be this way, and it's another thing to look at the real world and what the market has done. So, you know, look, we all have to make that inner decision within ourselves, how we're going to handle the world that we live in today and how we're going to make the most of the world that we live in today. I've had people come to me, like 3-4 years ago when the market was just starting to go. And I said, you know, you need to be in. They had IRAs of $40,000, $50,000. And they absolutely refused. I couldn't convince them that with all of the Fed stimulus, that the market was going to come back and come roaring back. And instead, they sat on the sidelines, and instead, they probably went and bought gold instead. And now here we are today. Think where their IRAs could have been by now And instead, they're stubbornly standing on the sidelines, and they're waiting to be right so that they can say, see, I told you that the market would collapse. Well, you know what? I mean, you've missed out. You've missed out. So what do you do now? Now it's at 15,600 on the Dow, 1,700 on the S&P 500. Well, you know what? I mentioned yesterday, and I've mentioned before, some people think that the market runs in 7-year cycles. This is the 4.5th year of this current cycle. Nobody knows. Nobody knows when this bull market will come to an end. But nobody can argue that this has been a bull market for the last 4.5 years. I mean, 600 to 1700, you're going to tell me that it was all propped up by the Fed and it's all smoke and mirrors? Well, I don't see any smoke and mirrors in the accounts that I manage here. They've gone up significantly under my watch over the last 3 or 4 years. It doesn't look phony to me. That's real money. Those people can cash that money out today and go buy a hard asset if they want. Go buy some land. Buy some property, some rental property. Buy some real... You know what? It's money that has grown. There's no smoke and mirrors to it at all. But having said that, you know, we still have to be really, really cautious here. At some point in time, and we don't know when, we're still in the midst of economic growth, expansion in the economy. And an expansion in the economy equals almost always an expansion in the stock market. And as long as the economy continues to expand, and I think you could argue that we're still probably in the early innings of the real estate expansion, the jobs picture, it's improving slowly, but it's improving. I mean, it's going in the right direction. It's not good that all these people are giving up looking for work and they're not being counted. You know, that would be like me running my portfolios and only counting the stocks that go up and removing the ones that go down. Well, we don't count them. That's fuzzy math to me. I think we need an SEC investigation of the government's math on these unemployment numbers. But facts are facts. The fact is the market continues to hit new all-time highs. Are you enjoying it? I hope so. I mean, it's giddy times in the market. And some would say, well, Gunderson, you're a good indicator. When you get giddy, I'm going to run to the sidelines. The giddy indicator. You know, and there is a lot of that, the sentiment indicators. When everybody becomes a bull, I wouldn't say everybody is a bull. If everybody's a bull, then why have they been calling this the most hated bull market of all time? The only way, like I've said in the past, that you would hate this bull market is if you've been on the sidelines. There's a well-known pundit on CNBC. He's been a bull or a bear this whole entire time that the market's been going up. Man, that's got to hurt. Ouch. Imagine his clients, what they're saying to him. That's not fun. And eventually, I mean, you have to admit that you're wrong and you have to move on and say, you know what? But of course, as soon as he turns into a bull, then it may be time to flee the market, because some people out there are contrary indicators. You go the opposite way of what they tell you to do, which brings up another point. There's a lot of talking heads out there. There's CNBC has their whole crop of talking heads. The Fox Business Channel has its whole crop of talking heads. You've got Bloomberg, which has its whole crop of talking heads. In addition to that, you've got all of the financial publications out there, Barron's, Business Week, Wall Street Journal, the Investor's Business Daily, and on and on and on. And really, if you read them all, it'll make your head spin. You won't come out with any clearer path or idea than when you began and did all your research and all your reading. So you kind of have to pick for yourself who you're going to follow. Maybe you just follow yourself. I follow myself. I don't listen to anybody else's opinions really out there. I mean, I've got it on in the background and everything, but I spend all my time in front of the stocks, looking at them, in front of the sectors, looking at them, in front of the asset classes, looking at them. And I form my own opinion. The more I look at, the more evidence that I have, the better opinion that I can form. And in my opinion, right now, it continues to be a bull market in stocks. It continues to be domestic stocks, the place to be. It continues to be small and mid-cap domestic stocks, and even more specifically in areas of the economy that continue to do well. The pharmaceutical sector, the healthcare sector, the biotech sector, the consumer sector, and a little bit of technology here and there, and that's where the action is. We'll be right back.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, I warned you not to open the door. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6-7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000, and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2%, depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Professional Money Manager Bill Gunderson. Now, be sending out the newsletter this weekend like we do every other weekend. If you'd like to get on our mailing list, you can do so by going to our website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. The newsletter has five model portfolios. It has an aggressive growth portfolio, which is really soaring this year. You can see what stocks are in there. I'm going to make a few changes this week. It's going to be a few new ones this week. I have a conservative growth portfolio. Did you see the action in MasterCard yesterday? It was up $36 per share. We also had another huge winner, Ocwen Financial, from that conservative growth portfolio, which also soared this week. So you can see what's in my conservative growth portfolio. I also have an income and growth portfolio. I made some changes there this week. That thing's up like 14, 15% right in there so far this year. Boy, that sure beats the bonds performance. Bonds are down 11%. You've had to get your income this year from equities, from dividend paying equities that also offer the opportunity for capital appreciation. And in the second half of the show, I'll have an example of what I mean by that. I have a mutual fund model portfolio for all of you 401k folks out there that have mutual funds to choose from in your 401k. The mutual fund portfolio is up well over 20% so far this year. And you can follow along there also for some guidance. Now, you're making your own decisions. If you manage your own account, you make your own decisions. But I think there's some pretty good stuff there to at least steer you in the right direction. Again, you can go to my website at pwstreet.com. In addition to the model portfolios, every week I start with the big picture. I work down to the asset classes. What we're looking for is any subtle changes, any new trends emerging or developing. You know, for the last several months now, we've had the same exact trends in place with very little change. That's a good thing, because the longer a trend stays in place, the more money you can make from that trend. Now, I also narrow it down to the sectors in the market. I've been telling you that these biotech stocks have been the lunker hole to park your boat over for a long, long time now. And you've been able to reel up some huge, huge winners from that area of the market. And there's some new areas of the market that have emerged recently. The regional banks, with the rising interest rates, they benefit from rising interest rates. Other areas of the market get clobbered from rising interest rates. So just knowing the environment, the temperature, which way the wind's blowing, the currents, etc., is very important for navigating your way through the markets on a daily basis. All right, let's take a look. Here's one that I sold when the market got a little test. You know, it actually, this stock actually got kind of ugly back midway through June. It was one that I was on to. And then it peeled off pretty heavily. And I sold it. I haven't gotten back into it. But boy, is it now one of the best looking charts in the entire market. This one is for our folks up in Seattle at KKOL listening to the show. We have a lot of listeners up in the Pacific Northwest. Salmon country. When I think of Vancouver and Seattle, boy, do I think of smoked salmon. Where there's salmon, there may be smoke. Where there's smoke, there may be salmon. Seattle Genetics is a company that's headquartered up in that area. It's a company that develops monoclonal. Now, I remember that. I remember that way back when from high school, kind of class would that have been? Physiology, I suppose. Develops monoclonal antibody-based therapeutics for the treatment of cancer and autoimmune diseases. I've seen the CEO of this company on the TV before, interviewing him. It's a very well-respected biotech company. It's now a mid-cap stock, believe it or not. It's a $5.2 billion market cap company. It's a mid-cap stock. Okay, so let's see. In summary here, we have a U.S. stock that's a mid-cap, and it's a biotech. Boy, is that the sweet spot of the market right now. Seattle Genetics, $5.16 billion market capitalization, mid-cap stock, risk profile aggressive. That's where people are making money this year. Remember, though, I'm not making recommendations. I completely advise against someone buying two or three stocks and hoping for the best. I'm a believer in owning a portfolio of 25 to 30 stocks at any given point in time. Seattle Genetics could be one that you can watch, consider, put it on your list, watch it. You do the math, you do the homework. Over the last 10 years, let's look at the performance numbers from the stock, which are easily obtainable on the Best Stocks Now app. I got so mad one day that I couldn't find performance numbers on stocks. I did it myself. I did it on a spreadsheet, and it ended up turning into an app called the Best Stocks Now app. Over the last 10 years, Seattle Genetics has delivered 24.6% to its investors. Yeah, you know, it's gone from $3 a share to $43 a share in the last 7 years. I'd call that growth. Over the last 5 years, the stock has delivered 29% per year. Over the last 3 years, the stock has been moving at a pace of 52% per year. Over the last 12 months, Seattle Genetics is up 67%. When I compare the stock against the other 3,400 that I follow, Seattle Genetics gets a performance grade of A. It gets a momentum grade of A. And boy, does that show up in the stock chart. Take a look at the stock chart. Now, I've been watching this thing, Seattle Genetics, creep its way back from my sell point. It rolled over really badly back in June. And you know what? Look, I have to err on the side of caution. You don't want to ride a stock down 50 or 60% into the ground, 70, 80%. I saw people carrying stocks forward from the 2000 era, dot-com stocks that were at one time $200 a share. Now they're trading at $1 or $2 per share. You know, you have to take defensive action. You have to have an exit strategy. Seattle Genetics is breaking out right now to new high ground. It gets a Gunderson stock grade right now of A+. I have maybe 12, 15 stocks right now that currently get an A+ grade. Out of 3,442 stocks, Seattle Genetics right now is ranked number 5. There's no guarantees here. I don't make recommendations, but this is an example of what a best stock looks like right now in today's market. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. Or call 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel costs up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 413-0296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, the toughest area of the market right now for most folks is income investing. Income along with a little bit of growth would be nice, wouldn't it? You've gotten that over the last several decades in the bond market. You got your income, and along the way, you got capital appreciation. Why? Because interest rates were going down. This is now 2013. There's a little bit different environment. There's a new sheriff in town. now, and the income, you have to be a little bit more creative in order to build an income portfolio that kicks off dividends and capital appreciation. You know, you walk down to the local bank and you look at a 10-year CD, you're looking at a little over 1% for that 10-year CD. You buy U.S. Treasuries right now, over the next 10 years, you're looking at about 2.7%. I don't know if that's even going to stay ahead of inflation. You look at corporate bonds right now, 4-5%. But there's risk to your principal. Why is there risk to your principal? Because interest rates are moving up. We're now in a rising interest rate environment. That whole trend, I don't know how long that trend was. I'm thinking since the 70s that interest rates have been moving down. 30 years. Now, so bond market has been a great place to be for the last 30 years. It's made PIMCO one of the biggest money managers in the world. It's made Bill Gross a star on TV. Well, that was then. This is now. I can remember all of the NASDAQ stars that were created back in 2000, the hotshots that were all over the dot-com stocks. Where are they now? Times change. Trends change. You have to change. You can't keep doing the same thing that you were doing before, because the environment has changed. In my opinion, the best place to go to build an income and growth portfolio is equities, the stock market. I wouldn't go near junk bonds. I wouldn't go near preferred stocks. I wouldn't go near real estate investment trust or REITs. REITs are getting hammered. Why? Because they're interest rate sensitive. I wouldn't go near mortgage REITs. Ginnie Mae's, they're getting clobbered because they're in the wrong area of the market. They're in the bad neighborhoods that you want to avoid right now. Instead, what I've done is I've built an eclectic mix of stocks from all walks of life that pay dividends and also have capital appreciation potential. Give us an example, Bill. You know, you talk in these lofty, big idea type of sentences, but give us a specific idea. Okay, I will. One of the stocks I own in that income and growth account right now is Ford Motor out of Dearborn, Michigan. Ford Motor qualifies as an income stock. It currently has a dividend yield of 2.3%. I think when I bought Ford, it was a little bit higher dividend yield, 2.5, 2.6, somewhere in there. Basically, about the same as a U.S. Treasury right now. But when you look at the principal of the U.S. Treasury, where do you think U.S. Treasuries are headed over the next 3 to 5 years? Are interest rates going to go lower and are you going to get capital appreciations from U.S. Treasuries? I don't think so. What's the upside potential for Ford over the next 3 to 5 years? Well, have you looked at Ford lately, how well the stock has been performing? I had a client that bought a whole bunch of Ford down back in 2009 when it was $2, $3 a share. Today it's $17 per share. The stock has come roaring back. And you know, when the spotlight was shined on those automobile companies back in 2008 when the whole economy was under duress, which of them was the most well-run company? Ford. Alan Mulally, CEO, he didn't need any bailout money. GM would not be alive today were it not for the U.S. taxpayer stepping forward and bailing them out. Ford Motor Company came through it, survived, and has been doing very well ever since. From that $1 per share that Ford hit back in 2009, like I say, today Ford is $17 per share. So let's take a look at the baseball card here of Ford, which is on the Best Stocks Now app. First thing we want to know, does it bat right-handed or left-handed? Well, it's a large cap, mega cap stock. It's a big one, $67 billion market cap company and growing. Size, large cap. Risk profile, conservative. I think it's a conservative stock, whether you're a growth investor or whether you want a little income along with your growth. Like I say, current dividend yield, I show 2.4% current dividend yield. You get a little check in the mail a couple times a year, or you can just have it sent to your account and they'll deposit it into your money market funds. Just a little kicker to make life a little more interesting. I take a look at the performance of Ford over the last 5 years. While the market's been doing 6% per year, coming out of that hole of 2008, 2009, Ford's been clinking along at 31% per year. Over the last 12 months, believe it or not, Ford stock has almost doubled. It's up 95%. The market's only up 24%. Ford right now gets a momentum grade of A. Believe it or not, this $67 billion company is one of the hottest stocks in the entire market. It's hitting a new high today, a new 52-week high. It's been on fire lately. What about the valuation at Ford? Well, we like to look at forward PE numbers and compare them with their growth rates. From that, we can determine whether or not a stock is trading at a discount to its growth rate or a premium to its growth rate. Ford, at the current time, is trading at 9.8 times forward earnings. It has a forward PE ratio of 9.8. Ford is expected to grow its earnings over the next 5 years by 13.8% per year. That means that it's trading at a discount to its growth rate. Because when we divide 9.8, which is the forward PE, into the growth rate of 13.8, we come up with a fraction that's less than 1. We come up with 0.71. We call that the PEG ratio, the forward PE divided by the growth rate. We know that Ford is trading at a discount to its growth rate. Furthermore, when I take Ford's earnings estimates next year of $1.75 per share and grow them over the next 5 years, of course, the monkey's on the back of Alan Mulally to do this and to come through and to meet those expectations, but this is kind of the guidance they've been giving. I project a 5-year target price for Ford of almost $30 per share. I think Ford can get back to 30. Not going to be overnight. We're talking the next 5 years. Ford is currently at $17.38. You throw in the dividend of 2.4% on top of the capital appreciation, and you have some pretty good upside potential over the next 5 years. Next, when I look at Ford's stock chart, which is very important to me, I see a stock that is in a very healthy uptrend. It's above its 50-day moving average. It's above its 20-day moving average. And it's hitting a new 52-week high today. Nice little move there on Ford. Out of the 3,442 stocks that I follow, Ford comes in at number 305. It's in the top 8 or 9% of all the stocks that I follow. I like stocks that are graded A- or better. Ford currently gets an A- stock grade from my proprietary grading system. And I've made several comments on Ford. You can scroll down on the app. You can see the tweets that I've sent out on Ford here recently. And the last time I analyzed it was back in August, and I still like it today. It's a good one for conservative growth and income investors. We'll be right back.
For years, Be Safe Online Internet Filters has been helping families after they had an internet crisis. A wife caught her husband looking at inappropriate websites, a teen is bullied in an instant message conversation, or a child accidentally clicks through to an adult website. Yes, those families installed Be Safe after the fact, and it helped them. But in many of those cases, damage had already been done to marriages or innocent minds. That's why Be Safe Online wants to protect your family online before something like this happens. Don't be a victim. Go to BeSafe.com today and download the filter, give it an iParenting Media Award for Greatest Products of 2007. Be Safe Online really does have a passion for keeping families, your family, safe online. Go to BeSafeOnline.com today. Be Safe Online comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Download today the letter BeSafeOnline.com. That's BeSafeOnline.com.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com, or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code Prager to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. "That door's blocked," Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, "I warned you not to open the door." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. You know, if you like anything that you hear, I manage money for a living. As soon as this show is over, I put my head down and go to work here. I've already looked at a whole bunch of stocks here this morning. And you know what? I'm invested in the market right now. I'm not always invested in the market. I go where the action is. I'm not an asset allocator. I'm not going to take your money and spread it all over hex, half acre into a bunch of assets and spread it out so you can't lose too much money and you can't make too much money. You know, a 60-40 bond stock portfolio wouldn't have done very well this year because the bonds have far offset the performance of your stocks. Why not be in the asset classes that are working at any given time and move around as the world turns? All right. If you have any interest in our services here, we got some nice people you can talk to. I'm the guy that manages your money. I don't hand it off to anybody else. Go to our website at pwstreet.com, or you can call us at 877-611-BEST. 877-611-BEST. Okay, let's just stay on this theme. Let's finish up the day by staying on this theme of where to go for income right now. I have another stock in my eclectic mix of growth and income companies right now, which I think is a better way of going than through the bond market. I think the dividend market is a way better place to be right now if you're seeking income and the potential for capital appreciation going forward. Another stock that I own in that eclectic mix is a company out of Lake Forest, Illinois, which I've talked about before, Packaging Corp of America. They make container board and corrugated packaging for the food and beverage, paper, and agricultural markets. I've said many times, Dell has done terrible, but the box that a Dell computer comes in has done wonderful. I know it sounds crazy. That makes no sense. But that's the real world. Container board stocks continue to fly higher. Packaging Corp of America, PKG, on the New York Stock Exchange. Let's pull up its baseball card here real quickly and look at the stats. Look at the pretty picture on the front. It's in the food sector. It's a mid-cap stock, $5.3 billion in market capitalization. It is an aggressive stock. I mean, this isn't Ford. This isn't IBM. It's Packaging Corp of America. But it's a mid-cap domestic stock, and that's the sweet spot in the market right now. It also pays a dividend yield right now of 3%. Therefore, it qualifies as a stock in my income and growth accounts. And it's a very highly ranked one at that. Here's what the company has done over the years. It's a very simple company. Not exactly high-tech. Corrugated container board. Over the last 10 years, the stock has delivered 15% per year to investors. If that was a mutual fund, it'd have 5 stars. Over the last 5 years, the stock's delivered 21% per year. That compares with the market, 6.3. Over the last 3 years, the stock's delivered 36% per year. Somebody knows what they're doing at this container board company. Sounds to me like the management is pretty shareholder-friendly over there. I like shareholder-friendly stocks, companies. Over the last 12 months, the stock's up 85%. The market's up 24%. It gets a performance grade of A-. Take a bow. It gets a momentum grade of A. It's hitting new all-time highs today. From a valuation point of view, I show a stock that's currently trading at 15 times forward earnings. It is trading at a slight premium to its growth rate, but that's just one measure that we use, the PEG ratio. When I take the earnings estimates and extend them out over the next 5 years and apply a multiple that I think is appropriate for this stock, I come up with the target price 5 years from now of $96 per share. Stock currently trading at 54. Passes my value test. Passes my performance test. throw in a 3% dividend, and it qualifies as the best stock now in my growth and income accounts, and it is one that I currently own here at Gunderson Capital Management. An eclectic mix of dividend-paying stocks, in my opinion, blows away a fixed income bucket in your portfolio with a big gaping hole in that bucket right now. All right, well, we'll be sending out the newsletter this week like we always do. I've been writing it for many, many years. You can take a look and see where we're at right now in the big picture of the market. Is this 4.5-year-old bull in trouble? Is it still going strong? Is it extended? Everybody's always waiting for a pullback. Well, you can keep waiting. Someday you'll get it. And then when you get that substantial pullback, you're not going to get in. You're going to say, ugh, now the market's going down. I definitely don't want to get in now. What areas of the market continue to flourish? I want to be in the flourishing areas of the market. I like to buy and I like to own strength, not weakness. In a lot of ways, I think I'm the contrarian. There's a lot of people out there, I see them all day long on the financial channels talking about this stock or that stock because it's been beaten up and it's out of favor, and they call themselves contrarians. But that seems to be the mantra that most of the people parrot back on Wall Street, is that same old stodgy mantra, asset allocation, buying stocks of yesteryear, boring, dull companies that at one time were best stocks now. We don't want any has-beens. We want now. The future, George Allen, the great coach, used to say, the future is now. This is today's market. That was yesterday's market. It's your choice. You're the ultimate general manager of your portfolio. You're the one who hires the manager, or you're the one that manages it yourself. And you've seen over the years the successful franchises in sports that win year after year after year. Why? Because they have good people, good managers, good coaches. They invest in quality, and they're patient. And they stick with the strategy that they know that works over time. All right, if you have any interest in us, we're pwstreet.com or we're 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.